Staff, you ready?
I am.
We don't need those two. We need somebody here who's in charge. So Bernadette, this is going to be yours, correct?
Yes.
All right. So we're going to call back to order, and our new agenda item 3, which was new business item 1, Williams Pit Reclamation Plan and Use Permit Amendment RP 00041M and UP 00011M. Bernadette,
Thank you. The floor
is yours.
I appreciate it. Bernadette Sisson, Associate Planner. Southern Oregon Ready Mix, operator of the Williams Rock Pit, has requested an amendment to the existing use permit and reclamation plan for the active surface mine located north of Montague, east of Airport Road.
Can I interrupt you?
Yes.
I didn't recognize the representative as Keith Hamblin.
Yes.
I need to recuse myself. I just caught that. Sorry.
We'll ring a bell when it's safe to come back in.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bernadette.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. To continue, the proposed amendments will alter the mine boundary, reconfigure the final slope, extend the anticipated end date of mining activities, provide a 5-year time frame to remove the stockpile of riprap from view of the east of the site, include the installation of a 1,000-gallon fuel storage tank, revise the revegetation plan, update site maps and cross-sections to reflect the proposed changes, and include all requirements of SMARA within the reclamation plan document. The purpose of this proposal is not only to extend the life of the mine, but was necessary as the previous operator removed material in an eastern and southern direction, creating visible disturbance from Airport Road, which was not in accordance with the existing plan. This amendment will bring the mine into compliance with county ordinances, the Surface Mining and Reclamation Act, so when mining activities cease, reclamation can be achieved. An initial study and subsequent mitigated negative declaration were prepared by Vestra Resources for this project. This analysis concluded that there are no significant environmental impacts. The aesthetics, biological resources, cultural resources, geology and soils, noise, and tribal resources were found to have potentially significant impacts, but there are incorporated mitigation measures which have lessened the degree of the impact to less than significant. Agency comments were received from California Department of Transportation, California Department of Fish and Wildlife, and Environmental Health. These are included in the staff report. When the ISMND was posted, a public comment was received from Fish and Wildlife regarding a concern for a potential habitat for western burrowing owls. In response, and at the request of the applicant, Vestra Resources conducted a field study finding the area does not support burrowing owls or their burrows. This response and build study is was handed to you this morning when you arrived. Two adjacent property owners, each of which Wilder Lane goes through their property, reached out to staff regarding the use of Wilder Lane. They expressed concern of impacts on the road and legal easements. Staff provided them contact information for the applicant, as use of the private road is between the landowners. Staff recommends adopting the resources approving the use permit rate and reclamation plan amendments and approved CEQA mitigated negative declaration for the Williams Pit project. There's a suggested motion in the packet. Thank you.
And has there been any further correspondence other than what we were handed this morning?
No, and I don't think we received any letters back undeliverable.
All right. Thank you, Bernadette. Additional comments from county? Okay, I hear silence. Questions for staff at this time?
I would reserve it for later.
Reserve, okay. Then I will go ahead and open the public hearing. Would the project proponent care to come forward and address the commission at this time?
No, sir.
Okay. Anyone wishing to speak in opposition to the project? Any questions or comments of neutrality on the project? Mr. Peacemaker, you're good just listening?
I'm not real sure of this process, sir, so I'm not.
Oh, if you have questions about the project, neither for nor against, now's the time to come up. You submitted a form, and so you've got time if you do have questions.
I think I'll address his concern.
You will? Okay. All right. Then having zero pro, con, neutral, silence in the room, we will close the public hearing and bring it to the commission. And Commissioner Veal, you're chomping at the bit.
For disclosure, I did visit the site, and it was a nice Sunday afternoon, took a ride, and I drove up Wilder Lane, and to my looked at there, and there were five residents there, which I thought was odd. You look at this map, and it just looks like buildings that might be for workers at the mine. And so I talked to Bernadette, and we had a discussion, and they haven't been notified, the residents there. Mr. Peacemaker has been, and I don't know that he has identified them. The point is that those are families that are in those houses. One, the upper person, the retired person, the first house is a family, the young kids. And I approve the project. I want to see this go forward. But I think somehow we have to address the concerns that those people are going to raise, whether it's now or in the future, that it will be raised. There could be, if this is in full production, there could be 6.5 trucks an hour go through those on the houses.
Question for clarification, and correct me if I'm wrong. Those houses got put in after that mine's been in operation for darn near 85 years.
Yes.
I don't know exactly when the houses were built, but
they're
yes,
within the last 25, 30 years.
This is a very old mine site with, and I will say intermittent use.
Right.
So,
agreed.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that it was active when these were built, that time frame is, I'm not.
Well, riprap came out of that pit before the Johnson pit was fired up in the 70s.
Yeah.
The Scott River Army Corps project, a bunch of it came out of that pit in the 50s and 40s.
Right. Yeah. And then, yes, this is an amendment, right, to
right.
an existing
right.
approved rock
but,
pit.
But the pit has been there.
Oh.
The
oh.
houses came after.
They were, Mr. Paisley may be able to describe, I think they were farmhouse.
Can I building after close the to the open? But
yeah. No, ahead. Go ahead. Come on forward. This is not a contentious issue where I'm holding a heavy gavel, so by all means.
So my name is Mark Peacemaker. I live at the very top house. It's 1800 Wilder Lane.
Oh, you're at the top house?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So
he's not retired.
And
you're the old.
So there's a family with three small children in the first house. There's a family with one small child, and she is pregnant in the second house. The third house is a family with three small children. The fourth house is my retired mother that I just gave her that house to move into to be able to retire in. The fifth house is me with my child.
Well, who has the flag? Which house has the flag? That's your house?
At the top, I put a flag pole
okay,
up by my
right.
grain
so
silos.
I know who...
My grain silos, I did a
all
tall
right.
flag pole.
Okay.
Those houses, I have the documentation. Those houses were built when that was the Air Force base back in the 40s and 50s. Those were built as officer housing. They never actually became officer housing before the Air Force base closed down. So, no, those were not built in the last 20 years.
Okay.
Very old homes, very historic. I have the government documents and the plans of, they're all identical. They were all
prefab, right?
Well, no, they're not prefab. I mean, they didn't do prefab back in the 50s.
Okay, anyway.
But they're all identical. They were government housing for the Air Force base, long before that was ever a rock pit.
Okay. So that's the old Air Force, because it was above.
Correct.
How long have you lived there?
3 years.
Okay.
So I'm not opposed to the rock bed. I'll stand up here and be clear that I'm not opposed to the rock bed. Bernadette has made it very clear over phone conversations, you guys are going to support the rock bed. It's the county, everybody's going to support the rock bed. I'm not opposing the rock bed. But there's some really sketchy stuff going on here about how you plan to allow them to access the rock pit. That's my concern. And nobody seems to care. Bernadette wants to make it, and just she said in the opening that this is a civil matter. And I don't buy that. I don't buy that it's all completely a civil matter. Because you guys are approving all this, and approve it. I'm all for it. Keep the aggregate. Keep there's going to be lots of jobs. But how about you move into one of these houses and have this drive by, and these families that these families that are living in here now, that they live there because their kids can ride their bicycles out on that road and they can hike all over my property and be safe.
How would you suggest resolve that issue that you raised?
Well, before I answer that question, tell me, is this a civil matter? Should I just zip my lip right now and go lawyer up? Or is this something that the county is going to support six families? Excuse me. This is the property owner to the very lower house where she and her husband live on the corner of Swagger and Wilder Lane. So their families down there, five families up here. Tell me how that you can say, and that I allowed like noise pollution sensors and tests to go on at my place, and you can tell me that there's no impact to the noise pollution or anything at those houses. How's that work? So my question before I answer much more, are you just gonna tell me, like Bernadette basically told me pound sand, that this is a civil matter? Or is the county going to have some say in this about what they're doing to six families on this road, this private road, where I will add, there is no easement to that parcel. There's no recorded document easement to the quarry, to the rock pit. There's no recorded easement through, because the problem is all the, I don't know if you've looked up the history. Her parcel, my parcel, the rock pit parcel, was all one family. That family sold off her parcel, sold off my parcel. They now own the parcel that the rock pit is. The problem is they didn't do their homework and do the things they were supposed to do when they decided to split up their ranch. So it was no big deal when they owned all the parcels, because that private road went nowhere but to their property. So now tell me.
No, the reason I mentioned it, because I took a ride up there. I had not taken a ride up there. It looked like a construction work out there. That's
right. Oh, I know they're rough. I share your concern. They're a work in progress.
I share your concern. I also share the concern we need those resources. Every time you build a house or do a road, you need that resource. Why is the south side or the west side of that mountain so sanctimonious that you can't have any visualization to that? It was always in the conditions, right? We do not want to impair the visibility of people that lived on the airport road, right?
Yes.
And that's because
it must have come up as a comment from someone that they didn't want to see. I would assume that there was a reason why someone at some point brought it up,
yeah.
The visual impact
yeah.
from the pit, and so they put that
yeah.
condition on.
There is some nice homes on airport, like if you remember going out
sure.
on airport road before you get to
Scrapper,
there's some nice homes along
yeah.
there that they probably raised up, but this was, I mean, look at when this was taking place. This was years ago. Like
right. This application's been in effect for 2 years, correct?
It's been in process, yes.
Process for 2 years, prior to you buying your house. No, you've been there 3 years?
Yeah, it was not. No, you guys started all this after.
Okay.
You
might note, too, that E.F. Shea is the co-owner of that pit, correct?
JFJ leases the pit from the owners, which is JCE Properties.
I thought they, okay, they just, I thought they were a co-owner for the property?
No, they lease it.
No, they lease it, from JCE Properties.
Well, I'm sharing your concern,
and you're right, I should have four other families in here with their little children and her one in the oven right here to give you their sob story, but it wouldn't have done any good. I have not talked to all the other people that live in those homes, but in theory, yeah, maybe a little two-year-old standing here telling you he can't ride his bike out there anymore because six freaking semi-trucks are going to be driving through. Maybe you'd have a little more sympathy and not told to just pound sand. It's a civil matter. But bottom line, you cannot tell me that this is not going to impact six families, her family and five families on my property. And I understand the keeping the aggregate, the sources local. I'm all for it. I'm all for the business. I'm all for the work. But I don't want to be swept under the, I don't have six families who have moved there for that privacy and security and safety reasons to just be swept under the rug because we want to open a pit.
Well, let me ask staff, do you see a resolution to what his concern is?
We'll refer to the county council.
Yeah, so at this time, did you have any comments you'd like to share with us to share the commission? And then we're going to take it back to the commission for discussion with staff and council.
I would essentially say that I back up everything that Mark is saying. It's going to have a huge impact on our lives because it is a private road. We're used to it being a private road, and now we're going to have this huge amount of traffic coming in and out of there, and it's noisy, it's intrusive. My property is on both sides of that road, so I'm bebopping back and forth all the time across that road. The last thing I want to do is get squashed by a semi. And as far as I can tell, there's no legal easement for them to even be on the road. And until that's addressed, this just doesn't seem fair to us as property owners.
And it's not only the people. I mean, you know as well as I do how disruptive it will be to the livestock. Cattle, horses, dogs, cats, those are all out there on my property and her property. So we've got the small children, the lifestyle of our families, plus dogs, cats, cattle, horses. I won't mention, I have goats, but maybe some goats. Don't hold it against me.
Thank you for the comments. Commission's going to probably have some questions for staff, but if we have another question for you, we'll be sure to call you back up. Thank you for commenting.
Thank you.
So my question directly related to this conversation, whether it be Bernadette, council, whomever, the original use permit for this quarry was approved when?
So if
the original,
right,
pre-Shea, it would have been back 70s
prior to Frontier.
No, I think there was a use permit in the 70s. It sat idle until around 82 to 87 because material came out of there after the 79 flood.
And I'm not confident that they actually, that there maybe was a use permit back then, in that a lot of these older pits were operating before a requirement of use,
right,
permit. So
it was like ours and several,
yeah,
others.
Yeah, so I'm not, because what I have as the previous permit is the 2000 permit. When I read that, I don't see a mention of a 70s permit. So it's likely it was a vested mine, and then they did a permit with a rec plan in 2000.
So 2000.
Frontier Construction.
Right. I was on here when we did that one. The 2000 was to bring that quarry into legal compliance, because that's when the county had, around the time the state sent the counties the nasty letter that said, you need to take care of your business or we're going to step in and do it. And we had a series of quarries that did not have current use permits. They were still operating under the one page from the 50s, 60s, 70s, some of them in the 80s. And so it was one that we brought current.
Yes.
Okay. So at that time, was it all still owned by one individual? Because I thought at the time we had one landowner and it included, it was like 200 some odd acres.
Yes.
And the use permit was specific to a 40 point something acres of disturbed land.
Correct. And if in the old documents, you'll see adjacent property was part of the rec plan. There's a detention basin on the adjacent property owner's land that actually used to be part of the pit plan. It's not. And it also used to be part of the pit plan to get drill a well on what is now Mr. Peacemaker's property to utilize for the pit. It was within the plan to use beyond the bounds of what we have now that's owned by JCE, which is William's family heir. So, yes, since we approved this, the property was the adjacent property has been sold twice. The JFJ, now Southern Oregon Ready Mix, has maintained a lease to use the mine, so they've maintained a lease with. And they applied for this with the impression that they have access to the property, because they've always had access to the property from Wilder Lane. There was actually an amendment approved after the 2000 approval by the Planning Commission. It was considered a non-substantial deviation. It was approved at the planning director level for them to use Wilder Lane and make improvements to Wilder Lane to use it for the rock pit. So the issue or the question of access to the pit, when I say it is a civil matter, it's not anything other than a fact that it's a private road, and it wouldn't be something that the county would be able to require the owner to tell someone they can or cannot use their road.
So I'm going to shift from you, Bernadette, to council. If you would be so kind as to inform all present the legal situation, there was an existing ingress egress road coming off of Wilder that served one property owner originally. Has since been subdivided, broken up into multiple parcels, still served by the one road. I will let you continue, Councilor.
Sure. My understanding with this project is that apparently there have been references to easements in the purchase agreements when the subsequent owners bought the property, but nobody's been able to produce, as of yet, the actual paper easement, and it apparently has not been recorded. So we have buying documents referencing an easement, but the buying documents are not an easement, and the piece of paper has not been produced. The fact that the road was discussed and conditionally approved as part of the 2001 project and the planning director's amendment a couple of years later does not itself give any access rights. I mean, the county cannot give private access rights through its CEP conditions. On the other hand, I know generally the law, by which I mean the courts, abhor, as it's sometimes written, a landlocked property. And the property, if it's a land truly landlocked, either has an easement by necessity or a prescriptive easement somewhere, which would probably be Wilder Lane, but declaring an easement by necessity or a prescriptive easement is, as we all know, not anything the Planning Commission or the county can do. That's a matter for the courts. So the mine has some sort of access to it if it's a landlocked. It's probably along Wilder Lane. There may or may not be a paper easement out there that's been referred to that nobody's produced yet. And otherwise, the property owner, the underlying property owner of the mine, if necessary, would have to go to court to get an easement declared as a matter of legal judgment, seems to me. That's kind of the summary of how I'm seeing the situation.
Okay, so my follow-up question to counsel, it's been a coon's age since I've been out there. The last time I was out there was before my uncle sold his place off of Airport. If memory serves me right, the slope on the northeast corner of the quarry site map would allow, should the project proponent be conducive to such an action, to shake and easily cut in just north of their processing site a road that would be roughly 150, maybe 200 yards in length, that would come up, out, hit the dirt road, have a straight shot to Wilder, and would eliminate potentially vehicles from doing the wraparound from the southeast exit, which would run by all five of the residences. Is my memory correct there, Bernadette, that the slope would allow that? Because I did not see in here a map that had slope identified.
I agree with you, and that was my suggestion. You're talking about everything on the east side then. Wilder Lane, on the east side of Wilder Lane, right? In other words, where that jog, Wilder Lane comes in, jogs to the east.
If I had my laser pointer,
yeah,
they have processing kind of on the northeast portion of the existing quarry. Mm-hmm. With the equipment Shea has, yes, there's already a slight,
yes,
road there.
Yeah.
It could head right to where the turn is.
That's where I'm talking.
It'd, yes, be a straight shot out.
Yes. I think the grade would provide that. The other thing is to hit the west side, create a new road around the west side. Now that's a little more expensive, but you've got a tremendous amount of revenue coming in on this site if it gets into production. $2 a ton across the scale at 100,000
profit margin, though. Huh? I agree.
No, that's gross.
Yes.
I'm talking gross.
I'm trying to find a potential condition that the project proponent would be willing to accept that would address concerns of the homeowners, because I hear the concern, yep, that you have families living there.
Okay.
Yes. There was a pit. There is a pit. Has it been used heavily? No. But there are concerns of traffic,
yep,
potentially,
yep,
on any given time. And so I'm just trying, based on slope, because slope would be a limiting factor based on weight of the vehicles.
Bernadette. So I would defer this to...
Yeah, Logan. I can come up if I can.
Please, and introduce yourself to the commission, and please remember to address the commission.
Good morning. My name is Logan Hanson, representing Southern Oregon Ready Mix. The north, I don't know that it's conductive of putting a road on that side. I think we'd be more parallel to the existing road to make it work. On the map, I don't know where the property boundaries are as far as looking at this.
So I was going to say, before you start, can I actually show you the property line so it would be better for him to explain?
Sure. By all means.
Yep. So I don't know why there should be a parcel map on here.
I can pull it up on
see it, but yeah. It's very squared off. These are very squared off parcels. So their parcel down here, that's their house, and they're on, can you see where I'm right mm-hmm. here? They're on.
Sorry, but this has the boundaries. Oops.
James. Oh, you have the overlay?
Yeah, I'm trying to get that for you. So this, is this better?
Zoom out.
You might want to highlight it for him.
Okay, so that turquoise boundary is the boundary of the quarry, correct?
Of the, yeah, of the parcel, yes.
That's the parcel, okay. All right, so continue.
I believe if there was a road, it would be in parallel Wilder Lane on the south end. I don't know that we can get up the bank, we're still going through someone else's property to get there off of Wilder Lane. So it would be leaving Wilder Lane, encroaching on somebody else's actual property, right? Through the field, through their pasture, whatever it may be.
Gotcha.
And to go back a little bit, the I believe the sale was from Tom Williams, which is Jan Barker, JCE represents the Williams family, was to a another group, Fogel, was the original sale, and then it was sold subsequently. It was sold to the individuals here. I know that Jan, in her original documents, did reference an easement through Wilder Lane to stay in place. I don't know what happened when Fogel sold it after that. I do know we do have written documentation of Williams to Fogel after Fogel. I'd have no way of knowing that.
Okay, and are you talking about old family Fogel, the new Fogels, the young
He's
family.
He's talking about Debbie Fogel. Debbie sold the property to me.
Okay, I thought so, because I went to school with Deb.
Gotcha, yeah, I don't personally know them. I just have the escrow paperwork from the Jan.
Okay, so this is the property that Deb had.
Yeah, I bought it from Debbie.
That answers the question. Okay, thank you.
So Schooner, pacemaker is everything outside that green line? To the right.
East, to the east.
Huh?
To yes, the sir. East. To the east.
This is
for, yeah.
Is that, that's showing the property boundary too big for the Williams fit in, correct?
So property boundary,
parcel, no, I'm sorry.
This is the parcel. Yeah, the actual pit boundary is only a portion of it.
You?
I was looking at the cutoff thinking it was, yeah.
Mr. Hamlin, do you consider?
Hanson.
Do you share his concern?
Yeah, I have no interest in disrupting, you know, the lives of anybody. That's not something that's on the forefront of my agenda. I have family, I have no kids.
So, in your opinion, the slope there on the northern portion of the pit itself, slope is not conducive to an ingress egress should there be a willing landowner to grant access to...
Without standing out there, I can't tell you for sure at this moment. Okay. I don't believe it is off of memory, but I'm not out there every day, sir.
Inspector is hand up.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
So,
go ahead and come on up to the mic, please.
So, I'm obviously not at the caliber that JFJ has in their equipment operating experience, but I'm a general contractor. I've operated a lot of equipment, built a lot of roads, a lot of house pads, a lot of access to developing properties. From their northwest corner,
northeast,
which is basically, can you zoom this out, can you burn that for whoever has this control? So,
more,
sir. Can you go down? I'm not a very tall guy.
1 minute, sir. We'll not go.
All right. So you can see now where Swagger is coming into Wilder Lane. Again,
if you can highlight, can you highlight the other parcel? So this is the other parcel that obviously was where my neighbors live. So you can see Wilder goes right between it. So it splits all the way through. At this corner right here, if they were to make some type of, which, again, in my opinion, some little handwritten lease agreement from the old owners and with Debbie, I'm sorry, that doesn't cut it, because it's not recorded. It's not a title company. It's not recorded anywhere. Good luck producing it and seeing what it does. But if there could be an agreement through this portion of Wilder Lane, a road could easily be cut from this. I'll call it an intersection, because this is kind of like a, I'll call it an intersection of all three parcels. If they could get access to this intersection, a road could easily be cut in.
There you go.
Paralleling this property line on their property. When I first bought this property, I had it surveyed, recorded. So I've got a fresh, current, surveyed, recorded map with the county on my property when I bought it. I paid to have that done because, you know how it is in these areas like this, the lines are always off. I didn't want to build fences and be on the wrong place. All these lines are always off. So this current map was surveyed and recorded. They could easily cut in a road from this intersection and parallel their property line. And even if they wanted to gradually, because there's other roads all kind of in, like, I'll call them old skid roads, kind of basically, but the slope of that could easily take a road. And then they could access all the way to wherever, whatever point they wanted on here. But it would be all on their property, except from this intersection point to Swagger Club, Swagger Lane, that they have to contend with. That again, I have not been presented with any legal documents from the county or the title company anywhere. And a conversation between the buyer and Debbie, I mean, come on.
Thank you. Before I continue questions, Mr. Mello, did you have a question?
When did you buy the property? Can you click on that? It'll give you the date that I purchased it.
3 years ago.
We don't have that information.
I don't have the documents. My brain is, I'm old, I forget dates, but it was like 3 years ago.
Thank you.
So, counsel, having been through more than my share of easement issues dealing with access, ditches, etc., distances off center, changes of easements, whether they be prescriptive or entitled. Prescriptive easements are prescriptive easements. And you mentioned earlier landlocking a parcel because of an action of a parcel split, by law, does not occur. How much leeway do we as a commission have in, I guess we've got three options here. Option one, the commission votes and we approve. Option two, the commission votes and we deny. Option three, we continue for a month and give project proponent, staff, an opportunity to do an assessment of an alternative to access the pit. Mr. Peacemaker's suggestion, which is one that I had in my mind, I believe Commissioner Beal had it in his mind as well, a ingress egress to that would either run parallel to the existing or shoot the corner right to Wilder and eliminate construction, transportation traffic by residences. Is there a fourth option that...
No, but I certainly was thinking option three sounded like we're going to try to resolve this.
Because we as a county have no control over easements. That is purely civil.
Right.
That's indisputable. But we do have the ability to say project proponent, neighboring property owner, their concerns, safety, I get it. Give them 30 days to come up with a potential resolution that both parties can
live with. Can I just say like one more point just before, and then I'll shut my mouth, of like that'll give you an idea of how I think this could be resolved. Of you guys are going off of a very old lease agreement between the old owners who owned this entire large ranch. I don't even know that I'm asking for a recorded easement with the county and for them to survey and apply for an actual recorded easement. I don't even know that I'm asking for that, but what I'm asking for is how can you go off the last one I have dated is from 2003 of some lease agreement from the original property owner. How can you base all of this off of a lease agreement with an owner that does not even exist anymore, that's affecting everything this is going to affect? So in my opinion, I'm not even trying to stand up here and say I want a recorded easement. I don't even know that, and I can't speak for her, but I would say that a refreshed, how about sitting down at the table and doing a refreshed legal, like legit lease agreement where myself and her are saying, okay, I'll agree to these terms and I'll lease you this access.
And so that is option three that we're going to give the opportunity should option three be the form of a motion and we move forward. We'll continue this to give the project proponent and the property owners an opportunity to have a meeting of the minds. In response, and I rarely do this, but I'm going to make an exception today. In response to the how we can, I have had past experience where I have had to go back to original land patents from the 1800s on our place, where easements, lines, ditches were recorded. Those are in perpetuity from the 1800s, early 1900s. Even though in transition or change of ownership over the years, they have not been kept on a map. Once they are on a map, they're on the map. Whether they existed 2, 3, or 20 changes of hands, once it's done, it's done. And if there has been free flow, the prescriptive easement access, whether it was for the mine, whether it was to a house, whether it was to an airport, if it was used to access a parcel, that in itself is a prescriptive easement. And so
I understand.
We here are quasi-judicial. We look at the legality. If we pass or if we deny, then it goes to the supervisors. They're political. We don't let the politics come in. Is it environmental? Is it public safety? Is it legal? Does it meet the legal requirements? Just so we're clear.
Does your deed show an exception for that easement that they're claiming?
No. I looked through all of my paperwork, went to the county recorder,
That obligation would fall back on the title company that didn't.
And went to the title company, had it all printed out for me. Nice lady explained it to me. There is no easement for Wilder Lane on my property. There never was a recorded
easement. That obligation falls back to them to provide you that does not have an easement.
Yeah, and there isn't one.
So I'm just saying.
I get what you guys are saying about you could avoid Mark's property, but even if you plunge the road in and comes out of this corner, I still get totally the short end of the stick because they're still driving through my entire property. So,
is your name Dolan?
Robillard.
Huh?
Robillard.
Who's Dolan?
Dolan is to the south and to the east.
Oh, south and east.